What makes Columbia's youth movement this season even more noteworthy is the relative experience throughout the rest of the Ivy League. Only 9 of the league's top 30 scorers are first years or sophomores, down 2 from last season and 3 from the season before. Of the 3 rookies in the league's top 30 in scoring, 2 are Lions, Sienna Durr and Madison Hardy. Yale's Camilla Emspo is really the only non-Columbia Ivy rookie who ranks high in multiple statistical categories, as non-conference play gives way to league action. And on the men's side, Penn's Michael Wong and Harvard's Noah Kirkwood are the only 2 rookies in the league's top 30 in scoring, although Princeton's Jalen Llewellyn may very well join them once he's accumulated enough games played to qualify. We've seen rookies take the league by storm in recent years in both genders, of course. Unfortunately, we've been able to see most of the league's recent rookie sensations, players like Matt Morgan and Bella Allery, continue to shine in the Ivy League without too much interruption due to transferring or worse injury up to this point. In fact, most of them are contributing to a stellar year for the league on both sides, and the relative lack of turnover in the men's upper tier has definitely contributed to the statistical rise of the league compared to other conferences this season. The Ivy men ranked 12th among the 32 conferences in Division I, and that's no coincidence. But players have to start somewhere, and that's exciting too. That's why it's easy to root for programs as they start to put their young talent together. That'll do it for Inside Ivy Hoops. Until next time, for Ivy Hoops Online, I'm Mike Toney.